What's going on, world? Your man, Mr. Mech.
And I'm Crystal Levin.
This is the M&M&M Show, a.k.a. the...
Okay.
Show. Welcome to the mechanism I have sitting in the chair across from me.
I want to hear this intro.
She's a legend. Yes. On top of that, she's living.
Yes.
And now you all look bummy like that booty Miss Gibbons.
Oh, yes.
Shout out Bars. To LL Cool J. I'm sitting with the star of stage, screen, and sidewalk. The Shutterdonis herself. She's saved more relationships than she's ruined.
This is your claim to fame, right?
The inspiration.
It goes on your Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Of hormones everywhere. Please introduce yourself. I'm on it. I'm probably going to sell the chair right after she gets out of it. Please let them know who you are so I'm not lying.
It's Heather Hunter. What's up, Donna? What's up?
Yes.
What's
Ooh.
Up?
This is my homie. I'm so excited that you're here.
Killing you other shows. I'm killing y'all. My booking status is through the roof. If you didn't know me before, it's going to be double now.
Price just went up.
Oh, my God. It's like a rookie card. It's like a rookie card.
This is adorable. Heather, by the way, so Heather's my friend, like, for a long, long time. Yes. She's
I've
known
seen
me.
The Instagram.
Yes.
But not just the Instagram. Like, there's plenty that we haven't posted. That sounds crazy. But
that's my whole point.
But I've known her since I was a kid, practically. I mean, I was an adult. But, like, it feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
I've never seen him, like, this excited.
Oh, that's nice.
It's lit.
I know. No, it's adorable. It's adorable. I like it.
First of all, I'm sitting across from, remember all that inspirational stuff I was talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm raising a hand.
I made babies, too.
Black Power Fist. And you helped the rest of us practice. A lot. The dress rehearsals were ill.
Was that's like,
no, you got to keep up with this video here. I'm going to put this on. I'm going to press play. I'm going to walk out the door for a couple hours. I need you to study.
How-to videos as well as
I'm going to come on back, and I'm going to need scenes 1 through 5. I'm going to need scenes 1 through 5. If you can't do that, then, you know, this don't come with training wheels. You need to study before we get it popping. And now you're in the chair.
I'm in the chair.
And we have so much more to talk about besides all that. Yeah.
Everything of me being kinky, yeah.
Right. Well, I was actually going to say this. I was like,
but don't get it wrong. I love being kinky.
High five. One time for the one time. Can we get a golf clap? Golf clap one time,
yes.
Please. Thank you. Yeah. Good evening, bitches. Moving on.
This is what I was going to say, though, is because the guy downstairs literally was like, oh, we got today. He gets all excited, the door guy, right?
Uh-huh.
I said, Heather Hunter. He's like, the Heather Hunter? And I'm like, so I know your name clearly rings bells,
oh,
right?
So when I walked in, that's why. He just opened the elevator, huh?
He was like, oh, I'm ready.
He was opening his legs. It was like, come on. Oh. He was like, yo, I'm
we
on.
Don't need no hook for this. We don't need no hook.
You are welcome here, man.
We don't
but anyway,
need
no, so if your name rings bells, oftentimes, I'm sure, because of your film history, your porn career. But what else, like, would you put on a resume at this point, right now?
Well, I've done so much stuff. I think my name rings just because I've done a lot. It's not even about me anymore. It's about my name.
Okay.
It's like, I don't really have to do much because my name kind of goes, okay, here we are.
The brand is lit.
Yeah, the brand. You know, I'm from photography. I've wrote books. I've been in music videos. I've done movies. I've kind of scaled every part of the entertainment industry. As you would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
scaled. Somewhere in my head, I'm making that dirty too.
every single word, he's like, this is going to be a good one.
I got to drink more water.
I believe in expressing my creative talents. And I believe, you know, I don't care what you do in life. Nobody should stop you from doing what you want to do.
Why photography?
It was just really under the umbrella. I went to New York Institute of Photography School. My manager at the time, actually my business manager, he told me I should pick up a skill. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what?
Skill.
Yeah, let me grab another skill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
one more.
I was doing painting. I was doing everything else.
Some dope paintings. Hip-hop paintings at your house.
Thank
incredible.
You. So I'm like a visual creature. So
mm-hmm.
I love photography. It's like, that's where I get my nut off right now. You know?
It gets you there?
Well,
yeah,
that's a shame.
Yeah. No, I get my nut off because you
don't
understand.
I don't know if I'm happy about that.
No, it's kind of hot because, like, when you're behind the lens, you're soaring through people's energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can kind of captivate them just from your lens, and mm-hmm. they're just giving it all to you, you know, especially when mm-hmm. I do my nude photography. So
she does. She shoots women and men. And yeah. This is sexy as
I
men.
Have been doing push-ups. I have
We're
been
gonna
doing
set up a shoot right
Planet,
after
Planet Fitness is getting all my loose bra, all my loose dough. I have been through there. $10 a month? Yes, yes, sir. I'm in contact with Heather Hunter. This might happen.
Yes.
I need abs.
You can be a Hunter Man.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Come Hunter Man and Hunter Glam.
You don't know who you're fucking with. I started fighting the empty room. Now, this will happen. I act up like Jesus told me to do it. Now, you know, play with me if you want. Moving on.
Photography. Animal.
You were in a video with Tupac.
Yes.
I don't know if, like, that's
I haven't met
a
many people
fucking
that really
amazing.
Have that.
The how do you want, like, that's
amazing.
You
don't meet too many people that really have, like, the kind of hip-hop history that you have, like, around all those legends.
Yeah, we all grew up together. Yeah, most of us grew up together from Latin Quarter days. So, mm-hmm. Who, you know, it's amazing, that whole group of people, how successful everybody is in their craft. Mm-hmm. You know, I met Tupac along the way when I was doing my album release party at the Country Club. Mm-hmm. From music that I had out on Island Records. He actually crashed my party. You know, that's how I met him. And he swept me off my feet. It was really cool. It was kind of dope. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in to make him such a dear friend. I hold so many things that we experience sacred, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was my man. That was my boy. That was my homie.
Wait, which
that
video? I'm forgetting.
How do you want it?
There we go.
How do you want it?
Yes. Yes.
About a minute and 30 seconds in, if I'm not mistaken, it's a mechanical bull, leather vest.
Oh, I have to tell you about that mechanical bull. I'm going to talk about it. Because, you know, I was naked on that
Birdman hand rope.
And we had to ride that thing between me and Pac. By the time we finished that, his nuts was hurting. And I'm telling you, my poochie was hurting. We got off that thing. I mean, it was bad. It looked good. It felt good at the time. But afterwards, yo, we were like, you know?
I'm not going to forget this soon.
Yeah, I was on there naked, you know? He was just bouncing. We was on there for a while, you know, during
takes. As all good stories should end. This one has. This is exactly what it should sound like by the time you're done dealing.
It felt good, and then,
it felt good, but I was super sore after that. We were bouncing on that thing for a while. His nuts were sore, my coochie was sore. By the time we got off it, it was like,
It's like a quote-unquote. And then
I was on that thing naked. Every part of this is awesome sauce. This
on the mechanical bull.
Yes! If that's his nickname, whatever you need.
Do you nickname members?
Don't nickname members?
Members, like dicks, pussies.
Oh, dicks, the pussies. you know, I tell you, what I call a dick? I call a dick a dick, honestly.
That's
you know?
Right.
These days it turned into Zick, remember? What's your face?
Oh, yeah, Dream Doll.
Like Daddy.
She puts it a
but it depends.
Z on
if
it.
I'm talking to if I'm talking to a black man, say dick. It's a white man, I say cock.
Cock. I know. Fucking knew it.
Yes.
It really is. Why is that?
I had a white woman.
I don't quite get it. I don't understand what cock just doesn't sound.
No. Check it.
No, cock sounds hot. They all sound hot.
The white porn star that I when me and her had the conversation about it, because she never called mine a cock, which was always kind of funny to me. I never wanted to, but she never did. And then she explains it to me. She says, no, look, it's the perfect word for it. When you open your mouth to say it, your mouth makes the shape like one is going in it.
It's so true.
And I was like, you're full of shit. And then she went, no, look at me. Kah. And I was like, ha, ha.
Yeah.
I never looked at it the same way.
Okay, it's a fine word for it, but why the differentiation?
Nah, see, like most guys, most people don't like swat. Girls hate to be called swats. I love swat. It feels so good when you say it.
Well, okay.
I don't mind twat. I don't like,
yeah.
No, I don't think anybody likes, I don't know who likes cunt.
Well, I'm bisexual, so I'll
be fine. Oh, okay. Miss Hunter.
Okay.
Language preference and...
and genitalia preference, right.
Two totally separate things.
Okay, let's talk about safe sex.
Oh, no, let's not. No. Let's have
Wrap
all
it up
the...
Get tested. Hey.
Yeah, hey, I'm, hey, no. When I said dress rehearsal, I was a figure of speech.
Undress?
Yeah, no. Wow, we're going for the gusto.
We going for the gusto.
Depending on who it is, sometimes...
No, I do believe in.
If you're in a relationship, go get tested. We do the. I don't like to call it safe sex. I like to call it responsible sex. Right. I like to call it responsible fucking. Mm-hmm. I think even if it's not sex, it's if it's fucking or whatever it is you call it, it should just be responsible.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Intercourse, sex, married, whatever it is, should be responsible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because there's so many variations in relationships nowadays where, you know, there's polyamorous and swingers and there's all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Everybody should just be responsible.
Exactly.
Also, I said this the other day. I said, I really wish halfway that I was alive during the 70s, like doing the Studio 54 thing. I said, I'd probably be dead now, but I truly believe it would have been awesome. I mean, think about it. No war and no AIDS. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it was the only era. I was like, whoa. Like that. And bell bottoms? Hey.
I watched.
But I'm saying there's a lot to be careful about. Uh-huh. Ah!
One of my favorite shows is Married with Children. And it was a conversation that Bud was having with Al. And okay. Al goes, and Bud goes, so, Dad, what was sex like back in the dinosaur era? And Al laughed at him and said, yeah, at least we could have sex without wearing a tire.
Oh, yeah.
I fell apart laughing at that. Because at the time, I was looking through my drawers for a condom because old girl was about to show up. And he made me feel so bad that I needed a tire to get down with this gorgeous woman who I've been trying to nail for, like, ever. Oh. And she finally shows up, and I'm like, gotta run to the store. Be right back. Oh, gotta buy a tire.
Yes.
I felt pissed, but, you know, it worked out.
Good.
But it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about our esteemed colleague here. It's not about... What I'd really like to know is when you're gonna get around to aging and looking different than you did in the How Do You Want It. You have been sipping this Pharrell juice for a long time. And I just need to know where you got it
vampire.
From.
Vampire, do you drink blood?
This is ridiculous.
Do you drink blood? I just want to know, do you drink blood? Are you a vampire?
Yeah, my mom even said to me, she was like, yo, when are you going to age? She's looking at me, you know?
It's not on your to-do list.
Bless it for genetics. I don't know where it comes
and there's
from.
So little makeup happening here. Yeah. I see, like, maybe a little foundation. Lipstick is popping. The little
eyes,
but
there's
nothing.
I just aloe vera gel, wake up in the morning.
We gotta sell this.
Do you bottle it? Do you have HH aloe vera gel at this point?
No, this is a good thing.
Ladies.
You know?
Wait, where exactly do we put this aloe vera gel?
There's
I'm horrible.
There's something to be learned here, people. Right? I'm not saying, I know y'all get at me for being a little too sexually expressive, but if the end result is you look like Heather Hunter now because you were Heather Hunter then... It kind of sounds like a trade-off to me.
But your family all look young. Yes. Like, your sister, your mom, like...
Everybody.
Yeah. Okay. It's genetic. Hold a on. Lot.
I got to get into the talking points, because Heather is so loved. When she was over here, one of her people checked in. Shout out to the brother, Mike Hands. And got at me.
Excuse me, you should probably talk about this.
Yeah, like...
Because she's incredible.
But I do want to nail some of these things. Like, between the coffee table books photography, mm-hmm. Your website... And I'm gonna save that other one for that. But let's get into we talked photography, but coffee table book.
I have actually one called The Unforgettable. It should be out next year.
Okay.
It's African Americans from all different parts of the entertainment business, all iconic.
Hey, I'm one of those. Well, not the iconic one. I'm working on it.
And everybody's in it. I'm still shooting it right now. I should be wrapping up soon.
Names.
I have John Sally, Wyclef, John Singleton. Kid and Play, Lawrence Jacobs.
Are they portraits?
Portraits, black and white portraits. It's
both Kid five. And Play.
Yes, I got Ralph McDaniels in it, Kid Capri. So it's everybody from everywhere, you know, that mm-hmm. actually did an impact in
ladies?
The industry. Well, that's the next book.
Okay,
so in the next book, I'm doing that, and then the book after that, I'm doing DJs.
Okay, DJ specific.
So it's like an unforgettable series.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving proceeds to United College Fund and another charity. So that's one of my passionate projects
right
now.
You're not going to keep none of the money?
That's
so many people to get
together. I'm getting half, you know. It's half situation.
Just check
it. Yeah, just, you know, I have a big... My mom used to be executive director of music, actually for United College for 25 years or more. So I used to work being a runner during the Parade of Stars in New York. So United College Fund is like home for me.
Yeah.
Right. Dear. So I really want to give back. That's where I'm at right now.
Mr. You'll Never Find Himself.
Yeah.
Google it, kids. Google it. You'll get it if you Google it.
Yeah.
It's iconic. Wow. Trust me. It's
mm-hmm. Iconic. That's like our word for the day. Iconic.
Well, when you're sitting with...
No, absolutely.
Did you realize going along that eventually you'd be here at this space where everybody knows your name, you're in touch with all these fly people. You've had so many timeless encounters with people whose names just ring bells left, right, and center. Like, did you, moving along, was there a point where you're like, man, this is really, this ride is kind of going someplace?
It started for me at 16, so I kind of recognized it at 18. So I've just been following my destiny. I realized no matter what I do in life, it's not even about me. I mean, I'm really like gatekeeper to a lot of people, and especially in this industry, and I respect them, you know? So I realized that I am the escape, you know what I mean? Where people can escape to and be themselves. So I've known that from early age. I've known that from an early age. So with that, I'm just really just riding the wave, you know? I really am. I'm just following my destiny at this point now, you know, just keep moving.
Quick question, when you say that, like when you're the, like just following your destiny, would you say you're the impetus behind stuff or things happen to you and you just choose which ones to flow with? Like, how much does it have to do with destiny and how much does it have to do with choice for you?
Well, it has to do with a lot of magical, a lot of magicalness in me, as you say. I'm a third eye creature, you could say. So,
So it's intuition and gut.
Yeah, it's everything, and I manifest a lot of it too. So, you know, I can't change the design, but I can enhance it. You know what I'm saying?
I dig it.
And you know, sometimes you have some good stuff in there. You have some bad stuff. You spit the bad stuff out, and you keep it moving. that's life.
I am not mature enough for this conversation.
She spits or she what? No.
Yeah, that's life.
Spit the bad stuff out, keep the bad stuff in, you ride the wave. I'm not mature. I'm not even trying at this point. I'm really trying to.
The vocabulary is. Yeah, anyway.
It's my fault for knowing too many words and being so terribly dirty minded.
Well, we were talking about iconic names and famous people and all that stuff. So the last two times I saw you was Laz's birthday, I think.
Yes,
Laz Alonso's birthday. Mm-hmm. And then
he's actually in the book. Yeah.
Okay.
Book,
oh, sweet. Yeah. It's good. Good. And then the day Prince passed away.
Oh yeah, that
was like
that,
the last day that I saw you.
Yeah,
I mean,
that devastated me. Actually changed me.
Yeah.
A great deal.
How so?
Woo, that was a hard year. It's been a hard year. I just came out of it. He was my blueprint, so, you know, so when...
Including the aging thing.
Yeah.
And the light skin thing.
Was,
oh,
know,
right.
It's crazy. He was, you know, he literally was my prophet.
And the height thing. I'm seeing...
Like, y'all related?
I'm seeing a pattern here. Did he, like, grow you from like... He, like, plant one of his sequins in the ground and up comes out of the hotel?
I have a great Prince experience, but I'm not really sure. God
damn it.
But I have to say that... I think after he passed away, I kind of lost my way for a second. And then out of nowhere, I remember the blueprint, and I just keep going. You know,
I can't stop
dealing. Yeah.
I felt just to get a touch personal. I can definitely say I felt almost physically. You could feel. It felt like there was a hole in the world for some reason. Like the it's like all the talent that was in this one dude just left.
Yeah.
And didn't maybe dispersed evenly, but it just felt like there was this. I could almost feel like
I still see him actually because I astral travel. I'm not an astral projector. So
all right, now you got to come on with this.
You know,
we need all this on camera. Yeah, we need all this on film. You got to because I got to figure out how to.
He wants to astro project.
Yeah, there's plenty of places I'm going. I'm a fucking Trump for a while. I'm gonna go kick Putin in the butt.
I'm curious because I have a
couple of dressing rooms I'm gonna end up in.
Oh my god, you're ridiculous, sir.
No, eventually it's gonna end up there. Me and Rihanna are gonna have a conversation.
Yeah, they kicked her off Instagram recently.
I know.
For her nipples. She keeps on posting nipples, which I'm for, but like she keeps on
getting
kicked off.
Well, I'm for those nipples. Not all nipples are created equal. So,
there's not too many horrible nipples. I mean, there's not horrible bodies attached to horrible nipples.
Bruh.
There are? Okay. The peanut gallery says there's some horrible nipples.
Like pepperoni with some hair on them.
But how many people are trying to post those? I'm saying it's pretty much nice nipples that they keep kicking off Instagram.
Oh, no, no,
right?
No. I'm not.
There's so many other people doing so much other stuff on Instagram.
Right, but I've seen some worse things.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's
you
just
can repost murders, by the way. I'm just saying. Let's throw that out.
And this is not even to play devil's advocate because I don't ever want it to be said that I'm anti Riri's nipples. Don't ever let me say no dumb shit like that. However, when you think about the sphere of influence that she has, and there are way more people who are going to be exposed to those nipples as opposed to someone else's.
And it's
one of those platform things. Now, on that note, if Rihanna was using those nipples to talk about police advocacy or something fucked up that Trump is doing, who knows? Like, maybe now you have a case. But right now, it's just, it becomes gratuitous because you also have children watching and little girls don't know how to act and little boys don't know how to act.
There's no story along with it.
And we also don't trust parents anymore to have the conversations that they need to have with these kids so that a kid can go, oh, hey, a pair of nipples, those are great, and then move on, as opposed to a pair of nipples, I want to touch them and I don't care what she says, or a pair of nipples, I'm going to show mine off so this boy will pay me some attention. Like, we don't get into those conversations. Right. So, rogue nipples are dangerous.
Yeah, but I love your nipples.
She can't see mine. She's not talking to me. I am dressed. I am totally dressed.
Love.
She's
talking to Rihanna's nipples, which I think we all would put a ring on or through if we could.
Through. I think she has some rings through.
No, I'm pretty sure she does.
Yeah, they're pierced.
Those nipples.
The fact that I know that Rihanna's nipples are pierced, like, it's hilarious to me. It's probably why they kicked her off. Anyway.
Hell yeah. I mean, use those nipples to fight world war. Everybody would be safe. Rihanna's nipples at the forefront. Who wants to fight when those are right there? I don't want to fight you. Rihanna's nipples are here.
How do we get on?
Well, expertly.
I'm actually lost. I forget how to get.
Well, when I turn 50, I'm going to show my nipples.
You shouldn't wait till 50.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till 50.
What are you now?
I'm 48.
Oh, no. Don't wait till 50.
No,
wait till 48 in 2 minutes.
Wait, are we talking about, like, show them in general? Because a lot of us know what they look like.
No.
We've never seen 50. We've never seen Heather nipples at 50.
Okay,
That's a unique experience.
One's ever seen my nipples today.
No one's seen my nipples in a long time.
Okay,
well, I'm sure somebody sees them, which is exactly where I'm getting into, because there is a nice little piece of jewelry on that hand. So,
on the right,
my baby sees it.
God loves somebody out there. there's some man whose past karma is like on a billion. Because he gets to kick it with Heather Hunter in this life. And he saw the nipples before 50. So, you know.
Who got you right now?
Do tell.
Ooh, I can't say.
But there's someone.
I don't need no names. We don't need names. Okay. But we just need circumstances, situations. How did it happen? You know, how happy are you? How long?
I'm very happy. And he's been in my life. He's been down with me for 30 years.
Oh, he put in the time.
And, you know, no matter where we at, or no matter who we with, it's just really fly that, you know, we found each other back again, you know.
This is a PSA like for the friend zone.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
It's like
stick
a 2017
around.
Notebook.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, it's kind of hot. You know?
Stick around. You never know. 30 years down the line, that woman, before she hits 50, might just be. She might just decide to give you a run, and she might be Heather Hunter. So you gotta stick it out. You don't know where she's gonna end up. That cooch could be iconic, and now you get it for like life because you hung around. Like, do the right thing.
Yeah, he's iconic too. So.
Is he? Is he? Both of y'all are like really, really famous together.
Yeah.
Do you like turn heads when you go out and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking fantastic. Okay. So everybody.
Wait, do I know this person?
No, we don't talk about it.
Okay.
So everybody wants to fuck the two of you. That's great.
Are there auditions? I mean,
could you imagine two like super fly, super iconic people just walking down the block like him, her, him, not no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, twice, no, yes, like that's great, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Two fuckable people at the same time.
Do you though? You guys add to the bedroom.
Mm. We haven't.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, we haven't.
Have not
know?
Yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say, you know, we haven't. I mean, we would, you know, it's, you know.
It just hasn't happened.
It's up in the air, you know.
It just hasn't happened.
It's just what it is. You know?
Okay.
That's not because, like, I'm number not, one I'm question
not,
usually
I'm not,
like,
I'm not thinking that, so, that way. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's like now, after all these years, I am really on this monogamous tip right now. I really.
Golf clap. Golf
I really
clap.
Am.
Golf
it's
clap.
Just like
golf clap. That's know, a sin had, in some other places, but I'm gonna let,
like,
it ride.
For my past relationship, I had a nice 9 years of knowing how it felt to be a housewife, mm-hmm. and I like it. So, so now I'm back. You know, I'm in a relationship now, and it feels good, and I respect it.
Can he?
But, you know, huh?
Can he? Well, no, you go on. I got another question, but it's retarded. Go. You go first.
Nah, you know, I mean, I'm actually bisexual. I was born bisexual. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's always that 7-year itch thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think.
Well, what year is this? Somebody get a scratch around.
Yeah, I think it's the year, you know. But
All right. Ladies. I hope you're focused. I hope you've been doing squats. This is the time. What's your body type as far as women are concerned?
I like the innocent type. I like the girls that look nice and pure.
Look.
Even, yeah. Okay. Even if they're not.
Groovy. Okay, groovy.
I just groovy. Want them to look pure.
Height, size,
I
mean,
I don't,
shape.
I'll climb a mountain. It doesn't matter.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
I was actually going to say, I was actually thinking about that on the way over here, like, as far as height, because I threw on heels and I was like, I'm going to just tower over her in this picture that we're going to take,
always
right? I always do. And yeah. Then I thought about it and I was like, but you surround yourself with all types of women, like, yeah. Friends, you know, friends-wise, mm-hmm. I go to your 4th of July extravaganza most years, and, like, there's women of all shapes, sizes, colors.
Yeah. It's
like
Noah's Ark.
It is. In a little 12x20.
I'm trying to save them all, you know?
I am.
No, don't save her.
I'm saving them all.
She doesn't want to be saved. Don't save her.
That's the other side of me, you know? I'm trying to save them.
Can he? Well, you said he's been rocking with you for like 30 years.
Yeah, so he knows me very
well. So he's seen you in and out the business. He's seen you transition from point A to point B.
Yes.
So he's totally, so that doesn't affect him at all.
No, that's unconditional love.
Here's the other part, which I don't believe in, but
that is, yeah.
We can talk about that later.
I've
never believed in unconditional love, but we can talk about that later. Mm-hmm. Here's another thing that I find super groovy. This would be the time to be a retired porn star. Like, I've never seen it. Granted, I'm not but so old, but I can't remember a time in history where minds were so open, mm-hmm. and sex workers are now, like, coming forward and they're talking about having rights, which
right.
of course they should, and sex work is being seen as a legitimate industry, mm-hmm. in a lot of different places. The therapy angle of it all is, like,
there was an era. I think, you know,
play.
Greek and Roman times.
You know who made a prediction?
I don't even know if they were paying back.
Who made a prediction for me a long time ago, Michelle? It was Minister Conrad Mohammed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Dear friend of mine. Back then, he was like, wait till you get in your 40s. Mm-hmm. He said, you're going to be a nun compared to what's going on in the world. Mm. And he was right. And I was like, nah. And he was so, it's crazy. Mm. Because you're right, the world is so overly sexed out.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, that it makes me look like a nun, you know? Yeah. At this point now.
That's a great condo.
Yeah.
Halloween just passed. You're a sexy nun, a sexy firefighter.
Only women are welcome, though.
Fellas, get the binoculars out. This is where being a creep comes in handy. I don't like to advocate it, but if we can't see what's happening over that big brick wall, handle your business, fellas. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you should do it, but if you do it, I understand. Moving on.
I was going to say, all of our parents obviously did the nasty to make us.
Exactly.
So it's kind of funny when you think about older people, you always think, like, oh my God, they probably never, or they're close-minded, or they're not sexual, whatever. But they were.
They
were. It's funny, like, you evolve.
Right.
I did some wild shit in my younger days, and now it's like,
Exactly.
I don't regret it. Like, threesomes, like, all sorts of, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. putting numbers up, if you will. But, and now, mm-hmm. I don't care to.
Yeah,
it's not that I'm
exactly.
against the idea of it.
No.
And for mm-hmm. young women, go ahead, have your fun, or, you know, be safe, careful, think it through. But have your fun.
That's exactly.
And I'm just not interested in certain, I don't want to add people, I don't want to explain to people, I don't want to see if it's good. I don't want new.
Well,
right now.
The judgment is, I feel like a lot of the judgment is gone. A lot of,
right.
a lot of the,
the outside
ooh, you nasty, ooh, you this, ooh, you that. It's now a lot more of, yo, live your life.
Right.
Yo, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you what to do.
Nah.
I think in certain cases that goes too far. I think a lack of shame kind of hurts some people in certain aspects.
Right. Especially when you walk in it. Right.
Right. Yeah. If you don't know what you should be ashamed of, if you just think everything you do is okay and there's no shame. I'm not a fan of that either.
No, me neither.
You should know your flaws. Nobody's perfect. Everybody should know your flaws. Mm-hmm. Be brave
Love
enough
yourself
to confront
and work
them.
On yourself.
Yeah, and get at them. It's not the worst thing in the world. Like, everybody's got something fucked up. You just you're supposed to acknowledge your scar and not try and make other people accept it as beautiful. If it's a scar to you, then you should do something about it.
Well, I believe in self-love right now. I think if my man's not around, I just masturbate, you know?
And that went left. We were so metaphysical two seconds ago and we're back to rubbing one out.
That's all I do, you know?
And now Heather
and
is going...
And I work and I follow my dreams and everything
no,
else.
No, you know, like a slinky and a yo-yo,
she's playing with you,
no,
man.
We're not having it. We're not jumping into work after you confess to me that you go DJing your PJs every time your man ain't around. No, we're not doing that. Absolutely not. And she's practically Millie rocking in here with the cleavage out and I'm just supposed to be okay with that. No, this does not happen on the Eminem show. I'm gonna talk about them nipples. Now we're not just going. No, ma'am. And God bless you for having. First of all, God bless you for a good relationship. That's dope. We love that.
You know,
that.
It's a blessing. I mean, it's really about choices you make. Mm-hmm. I made some bad ones, you know, and I invested my time in some. Hoping that it would be right, you know, but that's life. So now I'm in a good one. I respect it. I know I got a good one. Mm-hmm. So it's all about me doing the right thing.
A dude who can completely see past your past.
Uh-huh. Or not see past it, but accept it.
Any man that can bear my love is a king.
Because
he literally has to be a powerful man.
Because your love.
Anything below becomes insecure. Becomes extremely insecure, and I'm not for that point anymore. You know what I mean? I don't even have time to invest in something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's really about
coach somebody through.
I want a man's man. I want a man that really knows what they got confidence, understands, and that's exactly what I got right now. And
younger, older?
He's older. He's my age.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that, your age isn't older.
No, he's my age.
Older that's something. That's something else I was gonna say.
I consider myself older because I've been on this planet for a long time.
I just consider
I've had at least 10 lives.
I just consider you grown. I just consider
more than
grown.
A cat.
I just consider that grown. I'm off this old
and
young
I have
thing.
Such
like,
a young spirit, you know,
and so, face and body and
all that,
and wardrobe and makeup person and
a blow up doll.
And a blow up doll. You have to, how many toys have been made of you?
I used to have a collection
of you.
Yeah.
Nice.
They did a clone and everything.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
I was actually suggesting that my masseuse get like a hand clone. Like they could.
I'm about to purchase one of those real life dolls.
Cause why?
I just want one.
Of you? Oh, you narcissistic. Yeah. So
in the corner,
yeah,
lurking.
Just in case if I'm tired, you know?
Babe, I'm right over there.
You know?
If you don't get your ass up.
Baby, she needs new batteries, but it's good.
If you don't get your ass up. Yeah. That was the last one. We used it in a threesome. Remember, we didn't wipe her off then. Get your ass up. What's wrong with you?
Or, you know, my bicycle.
Does it count as a three?
I could strap on, you know.
Fuck yourself?
Yeah.
That's like some... That's mental fuck. That's a mental fuck right now. Like...
Seems like a waste of time.
He's not messing with y'all.
It's not working. I'm so on board with all of the above. Like, you have no idea. I'm advocating all of this.
Yeah, people, but I do want one of those dolls. I do. I don't care what we got.
Her face got so serious.
Her name is going to be Tabitha. I know that.
Tabitha.
Yeah.
What's she going to, white, black, Spanish?
Black, mixed, you know. She's going to have different wigs on, so she could be anything she wants. Chameleon. So real life doll, I'm coming through.
Yeah, your hair is so long. Do you ever do anything like to your hair?
No.
This is all you all the time.
No, this is all me all the time, but this is not natural. So I go to this place called Invisible out of New Jersey.
Well, it's invisible.
And
weather.
It's like integrated, you know. It's really kind of dope.
It looks good.
Thanks.
Long hair, don't care.
My hair is always the longest in the room.
Okay,
no, I don't know.
I had to look. I was like, wait, she's really got you almost, though.
No, she doesn't.
Come on now.
I'm not with the invisible in popping in.
But it's invisible. You can't tell.
Yeah, I can't tell, but she did. She told. Now I know.
Like, yeah, you know, so most girls I use as wigs or weaves. I have like an integrated system. That's actually
there's a system on your head.
Yeah, it's integrated to my scalp. It's kind of dope. It's really cool. But it's so invisible.
Modern, like, robotic type, like it grows out of your head.
Well, it kind of does.
I'm like the girl with a mohawk that doesn't understand.
And then
anymore.
They integrate it again to you. I mean, the piece itself is like $7,000 to $8,000.
Yeah. Well, shit. I gotta get a camera.
This is not for the layman. This is not for the average.
I'm about to sell mine. Hold on. Wait, where is this place? Let me get on down there. I got.
Yeah, you know, my first piece is like $9,000, and it lasts for like 3-4 years.
What? Yo, that's how long it takes me to grow my shit back. I like 50 grand up here. Oh, Jesus, I've been fucking
you
up.
You're in the wrong industry, son.
Fuck a podcast. Wait, give me the address to this place. I'm about
wait,
to...
Wait, so what is it? Indian, Malaysian? Where is it from?
Oh, no, it's going to be... Russian. It's going to be Negro in a second. Rap about to come up. That's some bullshit. Oh, yeah. I've been doing it wrong. Been hustling backwards. I'm so ashamed.
Nah, girl, she actually used it. It's actually safer for your hair. It helps your hair grow.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
sort of ripping it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's talking to
y'all. Do some damage. Yeah. You can do some serious damage, like trying to look apart.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about. We've had guests in here that we discuss processes. You know, like injections and surgeries, and you know, and disguises, and women lie with makeup
the worst thing
and all this
you
type
do
stuff.
All
yeah.
that, and you sitting home and you waiting for your man to show up, and you don't show up.
I have a magnet that says today was a total waste of makeup.
Right.
Like, why did I put all this on? I'm doing something with this. I'm doing a self photo shoot. I'm doing
something. That's why you see him on Instagram doing all these selfies.
Because
yeah.
motherfucker didn't show up.
He didn't show up.
Them broads is lonely. I ain't trying to hear that. Them broads is lonely. There's no excuse. There's nobody. They weren't waiting for anybody to show up. They curved everybody under the sun, and then the club closed, and they were stuck by themselves with their homegirls. All their homegirls went home to their men.
Or they saw Rihanna post something, and they're like, oh, I can do that too.
Right. And you have time to do that because you're lonely. There's nobody waiting for your time. You're just pretty by yourself, and it's just a waste of pretty. So
I can do pretty all by myself.
Yeah, yeah, you surely can. You surely can. You enjoy that while the rest of us are having, you know, wild sex. Enjoy your mirror, darling. Whatever you need to help you out.
Your mirror.
I don't. Oh, first of all, I don't consider 50 old.
Let's, no, I don't. I didn't say it was old.
Older than you were.
When you say old, it depends on how you when you're saying it. It's like to me, it's a figure of speech. I've met some 50-year-olds that act like they're 15. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I've met some youngs that act like they've really grown, you mm-hmm. know? But reality is, it's really about what you feel inside, you know?
You
pick a day, I know I'm grown. I'm an older woman. I'm a grown woman.
Grown.
And I take care of my business.
Grown.
Right? When I'm being the other side of me, oh my God, I'm everybody's teenage dream. So
Grown.
These
all equal grown. I think words equal power. Use the word old on people where
she didn't say older.
No, and I don't even like that. I just like grown. I don't like bringing the word old in when I don't see it and I don't feel it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like I don't give that any.
Yeah, but I like
credence.
Saying that I like an older man because that's a good thing to me because I like how he brings things out of me, like makes me be better, makes
see,
me do
you,
better.
When you say it like that, I look at it as just numeric. That's just numerics and maturity.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Right. So if a 30-year-old said that they like Heather, he likes an older woman. It doesn't make her old.
I just think he likes a grown woman.
Mm-hmm. That's semantics. That's your fucking vernacular, y'all.
I never claim to...
I'll argue with Mecca all day.
See, here it is. I don't subscribe to semantics. I like the word specifics. I'm super specific in the things that I say and what
that's
I mean.
Right.
I try to be as literal as possible. When I talk about the opposite sex, metaphysics,
right.
Words equal power. So I'm super careful about what I say, how I say it.
I'm the same way.
What the meaning
but
is.
Also has the power that you put behind it. You know what I mean? Versus
which I put a
understand.
Lot of power behind. I'm a writer, so I put a shit ton behind the things that I say. So
right.
when I'm kicking all the stuff that my father used to tell me, standing in front don't make you a leader. Men fall in love with what they see. Women fall in love with what they hear, which is why men lie and women wear makeup. Like, all that stuff to me is I mean that shit.
Like,
so I'm,
quotable quotes, they're deep.
So
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
super specific. And if Heather's going to be here and she's going to say, I'm an older woman, I
feel like I have to sneeze.
I don't see any of that. Wait, are you really?
I'm having a sneezing fit over here.
How is that even? Heather Hunter's here. You can't do that when Heather Hunter's here.
I can still be allergic to the fucking weather.
Well, anyway. Walk it off, damn it! Like, get that fixed. You look like you're having a seizure.
She's seen worse.
You know, we're in mixed company. We're in mixed company. We are in mixed company.
Well, who's mixed? We all mixed. Hey. Hey, but...
Ancestry.com comes calling again.
Right.
23andMe.
Well, you are what you eat.
Fuck you.
Oh, so am I.
I like my coffee like I like my men. Okay.
So am I.
Anyway.
You climb my tongue.
You know what, though? Hold on, real quick. Like, reset button, because there was another topic that you were going to get back to. We're going to talk about Voodoo Ray.
I did want to talk about... First of all...
I know, it was like really abrupt.
Rest in peace to the giant...
Yes.
That was
speaking
Voodoo Ray.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to the ageless Don that was Voodoo Ray. Rest in peace to that constant bundle of good energy, smiles, and pure just life that was Voodoo Ray. Definitely gone too soon. Definitely touched more people than not. Mm. If you didn't meet him, it's your loss. Those of us who know him don't miss him because we got the chance to know him. Those of you who didn't, y'all should miss him. Y'all missed out. Voodoo Ray was like something special. That man was unique walking around here. He was unique and he is greatly, greatly, greatly missed. That was the homie. Every time I saw him, it was nothing but good times.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I saw him, it was a conversation about how you doing, what's up with you. Every time I saw
and
him,
cared
he was
about
dancing. Yeah. One of the few spots you go to where people actually still dance.
He's amazing. Yeah.
That was my gut.
I saw him like and you had a unique relationship with him.
Yeah, it was crazy because we went to school together. We went to Bachelor in High School together. Yeah. It's so crazy. He actually taught me my graffiti stuff. We were in his crew. Well, he was in his crew called Crap for the Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought me in, and he used to be these characters called Scam that he used to tag me.
Mm-hmm.
And God, we would just bomb up the hallways and catching the streets. We would jump, we would go tag on the trains, we would jump on, we'd go to the yard, and you know, tag together. So I knew a different part of Voodoo Ray. When he started getting into the club scene, you know, incredible dancer.
Facts.
I just watch, you know, us all evolve together, you know what I mean? And then I watch him do something magical. I watch him bring hip-hop and house together under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time and era, it was so segregated.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard to get hip-hop and house together.
Mm-hmm.
But he was able to get hip-hop house and house heads to unify in one under one roof and have like the most joyous nights. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I even watched him when he was dancing back in the day when he was doing with Janet, and, you know, that was cool, you know, and I think a lot of the years, we still kept in touch, but I'm actually missing one of the yacht parties, but I just watched him evolve from kind of far away, so when I saw how many hearts he impacted throughout all these years, it blew my mind, you know, his spirit was so beautiful, and you don't believe in unconditional love, but there is a such thing, and, you know, he had it. You know, I have. I know a lot of people that do, you know? And those are the people that will impact the world when they pass away. Because to love something unconditional, that takes a lot of strength and bravery. Even if it shits on you and you still will find the forgiveness and love for it, that's a powerful force
that
no one can reckon with, no matter what.
I got two things out of that speech just now. Two things. Number one, I'm convinced that there was something in the school lunch, graffiti, and train yards that you and Voodoo had in common. That the reason y'all both look are 50 and still look fucking 20. Yeah, because that's both of y'all. Hairline intact, no grays.
On the train yard.
Yeah, you, him, and Prince. All three of y'all got something cracking. I think you just need to let the rest of us in. Maybe not even the rest of us. Maybe just me and Crystal.
Just let this room.
Or even if Crystal don't want to get down, I'm still trying to.
He's
like, Crystal's fine.
I already got it.
Yeah, so
you just haven't had a chance to see.
I would love the whatever this is y'all are doing. Just you know, slash a little piece of paper, slide across the table, just give me the address. 12 midnight, full moon, whatever it takes.
Human sacrifice,
a couple of spells.
Yeah, whatever you need, because that's fucking ridiculous. Ray was another one on some Benjamin Button shit.
Yeah, something I saw like an article of the day that he passed, like saying 38, and I was like, I think that's wrong. Like, I'm pretty sure.
To make though.
But I think that's wrong, but I wouldn't doubt it. But I don't. Just like, no, it was
wrong as shit. But no. Fair is actually lying. Even yeah, looking lying. At him, it's not accurate because he didn't look like a 38.
Yeah, he's 48. Going up
49. No, he was 50.
Oh, he's going up 50.
He was 50. Oh, no, no. Oh, wow. Voodoo Ray was 50. He passed at 50. Because I remember a show where he told everybody he was 48. He like said it on stage, mm-hmm. just cracking a joke. I ain't come out here at 48 to be fucking with y'all. Blah, 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 blah. And it was like hilarious because most people didn't believe it.
Right.
And then we cornered him later and he was like, fuck you. What I got to lie for? And we all just cracked up about it.
Right.
And that was a couple years ago. So when he said 50, I was like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. No, he was absolutely 50.
That's crazy.
I got that from that speech. And as far as unconditional love, it's not that I don't believe it exists. I believe it exists in very specific places.
Okay.
I think it exists between God and us and parents and children. Anything outside of that, I question. But I absolutely believe God will forgive you and love you. Mm-hmm. Not just forgive you, but love you. The same speed, same way, same height, energy, et cetera, through everything. I also believe the same thing is possible for parents. I think if a child is convicted of molestation and mm-hmm. murder, his mother will be sitting on the front row of his court date, asking for them not to execute
him. Right.
But she also, may I want him to go to jail because he's sick as shit.
Right, yeah. Knowing that he...
But I believe, like, me personally, no matter how much trauma, how much pain I've experienced through my life,
mm-hmm.
even the people that affected those things, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I forgive them. I, for some strange reason, I have empathy. Mm-hmm. There's a sympathy, like a compassionate feeling for even them, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
I feel sad as opposed to angry. When
that's
what
I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just so raw with it, you know. I, mm-hmm. you know, maybe there's only a few people like that on the planet. So be it.
You Voodoo know? Ray, you know? Prince.
You know what I mean?
I'm starting to see a pattern here. I'm telling you. Know, I'm telling you.
I let things go because you can't.
But that's also different than I think what you were thinking. Unconditional love as like a relationship thing. They're like, I will be with this person. I'll love them forever, no matter what. And that's not the case. Like you can love someone and recognize that they're not good in your life.
Right, but I just keep them far away.
But that's still unconditional. I can still love you, legitimately love you from a distance.
No, maybe I'm just sour. My love comes with a ton of conditions. I
pull that shit back.
Yeah, there's like a contract. You did what? Oh no. Give me back my key. This is over. And I want that $10 for that mimosa I got. Yeah, run it off. Did you just step on my fucking shell toes? Give me the key.
I want a refund.
I just put brand new laces in these motherfuckers. You don't love me. Get out. No, we're done. Give me the condoms back. Give me the key. No, we're finished here.
Oh my God.
They're done and done.
I could lie, but I'd be lying. So, what's 2018 is looking extra spicy for you. You're going into it with a super dope relationship. You got a book on the way.
I have four books on the way.
Four freaking books on the way.
I got a series starting.
I'm in one of the books. She's in Hunter Glam book. And I have a Hunter Man book, the Unforgettable book.
Yeah.
And I also have a slew of erotic fiction novels coming out with me and my book editor, Michelle Valentine. So mm-hmm. we got a lot of those books coming out. But I'm doing my life documentary. I just did this
how do you even do one of those?
With Safari and his music.
I'm not even sure it's
how
really
do you even do a documentary
possible
of
to do yeah. that. Heather Hunter needs a 30 for 30. We need the 30 for 30.
Oh, we need that. Yeah, we probably need
we
that.
We need the 30 for 30. It should come out on your birthday.
Do you get like, testimonials from like all your sort of friends and stuff? Or is it like, how does that even work?
Well, I'm shooting it. Well, you know, the production team is shooting it like a film. It's going to be really nice, you know. I ain't going to say it's about, you know. But it's going to be a nice journey. It's going to take you really, I'm really going to open up a little bit more than I've ever opened up. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. See, I get dirty-minded again. But yeah. I'm looking right at her, and I'm
how
chilling.
How much wider?
She does that, and I'm, hey, you know, what do you want from me?
And I just did the music video with Safari. That was cute for a second.
Salute to Scaff Beezy. Salute to Scaff Beezy. He'll be here tomorrow.
Actually, the guy who directed the video, I love it. The way he captured it was really nice. Mm-hmm. And then I'm on Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix, the next season.
Mm-hmm. Actually, know a few people that did an episode of that. Or yeah. That. So I can't wait to see it.
I'm just moving. Anything else I'm not mentioning?
Yeah. How much have you evolved from point A to point B? If you would go back and tell that 16-year-old girl now at 48.
I've evolved a great deal.
What's the advice to her?
The advice I can say that, I always say, just stay true to yourself and follow your intuition. I mean, don't jump into everything that you see. And don't think about everything that you think about, don't think it's real. You know what I mean? I think in this world we overthink about things and we move too fast. You know, I think it's about patience. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's thirsty right now. I don't know why this world is very thirsty right now, but I really believe that don't jump in. You gotta think about stuff before you jump in. I've made enough bad decisions doing that, just jumping in, and I've learned a lot of lessons from that. So I really would say no matter what you're into or no matter what you want to become in life, just take your time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Enjoy the journey, you know? Don't miss a beat with the journey because, and don't regret time. Definitely don't regret time, you know?
Explain that.
When it comes to time, you know, people go, man, I regret investing time in this and that, you know?
As long as you were learning, you didn't waste it.
Yeah, you know, you didn't waste, right, you didn't waste it. That's, anything in that time, you learn a lesson from it. Mm-hmm. To make you stronger. You know what I mean?
It's wasted if you weren't paying attention.
Right. You know
what's
what I mean?
A glaring mistake that pops into your head? When you're talking to that 16-year-old girl, the one thing, like, if you could pinpoint
business
a moment, don't do this. This thing right here, do not do. Not a good look.
Not a good look?
And we didn't get anything from it. Like, this was absolutely just football.
When you give up your body too soon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Take your time, you know, I mean, and that's with men too, you know, I think we give up our spirit too soon. When you're indulging with somebody and you just fall into that, it's like they drain energy from you, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I believe in any form, whether it's physical, mental, just really take your time when it comes to knowing people, whether it's business, friendship, relationship, before you give your all. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. Because somebody really wants you in any form of fashion, whether it's business, relationship,
that'll be patient.
They will show that they want you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? From the straight gate. And if they ain't showing you that, fall back. Don't.
People
don't
love to delude themselves. They have to do something to create this impetus or like
right, you know,
pull the love or attention out of somebody.
Right.
Like they'll give it to you if they want to.
Yeah, and respect your pussy. Respect your dick. I always tell people.
Is that not happening?
Oh man, everybody's just disrespecting their pussy and dick right now.
Just for some friction. They just want some ah.
What's give me a disrespectful puss scenario, please.
Just exploiting it so much, you know. I used to always believe,
as opposed to we have to use what we got to get what we want. Is that a form of disrespect to the pussy, or?
To me, it's like this world. I come from a world back in my era.
Mm-hmm.
When they say your body's your temple, you know, the whole nine. I believe that, but at the same time, you gotta protect it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
By as you would means. A temple.
Yeah, by all means. A lot of people are not protecting their temples right now. And even when I was in the adult industry, I don't care how people feel about my moral code. Mm-hmm. I have moral limits of what I will do or what I won't do. So there's a point where I think that's why I'm at this point, where I've survived the war. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I came out with my stripes. I got my medals on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Because I protected myself. Mm-hmm. I protected my spirit. And that's all I try to tell people to do. Just don't give it out so easy. And if you go and give it out so easy, make sure there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, you know?
But you got to make sure that the pot of gold is. I don't think too many people are giving it out for just for nothing. I think they believe the pot of gold is actually there.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Make sure you know it's there. That's what I'm trying to.
Because they're believing that. Everything they see. They believe like the hype. They're thirsty.
Everybody's so delusional right now. Well, so I could see one person actually blowing up online. They got mad views, and they've just hidden. And I could see like 100,000 other girls trying to do the same thing, and they not getting
the same way. Right.
Do you know what I mean? So you have to recognize, no matter how the entertainment industry has always been, and it's always been only a selected few become the one. Do you know what I mean? And then everybody else follows that to try to be that.
They sell their soul and dignity and all that.
They sell their soul and dignity to get to that, but they'll never get to that, because the entertainment business was always designed as only a certain amount of
elitist, elite
can actually make it. You know what I mean? So it's like you got to think about what's your worth.
Do you consider yourself someone who's made it?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have made it. Man, I don't have to do anything if I don't want to. You know,
golf club.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, I can get up every day and create and live happy and peaceful. I don't have to really. I don't ask for anything. You know,
you also get to do things that you like to do.
And I like to, and I respect even all the people that are my colleagues, no matter what level they're at. You know what I mean?
Are we talking photography, porn,
everybody,
books, whatever?
Entertainment, everybody.
Okay.
You know?
Because the porn industry has changed so much from point A to point B.
Right.
It's almost not the same.
Oh, the internet.
I'll say it like this.
To me, I think the porn stars are becoming
extinct.
You know, yeah, reality stars and video vixens and
amateurs and everybody's got a camera.
Taking over, you know what I mean? So there's no such thing as a porn star. You just got a girl working in adult films. You have, you know, you have your porn stars that used to be legends, but there's no such thing as a porn star.
Current,
you know, just have the adult entertainment right now. And a lot of those girls, I don't know why they're not picketing. You know what I mean? Because if you ask me, they
New York strippers are.
Yeah, you know. If you ask me, they should be casted for the reality shows as well. You know, those doors should be open for them. You know, because if you look at all the girls, they all are hustling. They all do the same thing. So there should be no segregation, if you ask me. That's the truth, honestly. You know?
Whether the actual penetration is taking place on film or not, like, they're all doing pretty much the same thing. They're selling the same image, the same story.
You know, so...
We had it for a second. Seymour Butts had a reality show, the director, Seymour Butts, he had one. And I remember the Bunny Ranch, was they had, like, I think HBO was doing a series on him and turned it into, like, a spinoff.
Yeah, Bunny Ranch was mostly call girls.
Escorts.
I'm talking about, you know, it'd be really
performers,
good to see a reality show on adult stars. And I don't understand why the networks won't let it walk. You know,
moral shit.
Yeah, but think about that.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah,
you're preaching to the choir.
It's kind of crazy. If you look at what's going on TV right now, it don't make no sense.
Yeah, no. You're talking to the.
One of our guests had her little one, 4 year old.
Niece.
Sister,
yeah, little sister.
Little
yeah.
sister, see her do the For the Dick challenge. I was like, and repeating it. I'm like, the fuck is four years old,
right?
Like, they can see anything and everything at this point. So, like, everything is on the table. So,
again, there's no trust that a parent is going to design this conversation to be had around what the kid is going to see. And if there is no trust, then the higher ups are like, well, we can't have a whole. I was raised on television to a certain extent. My father gave me gym after gym after gym. My mother was there, but television definitely had an influence. Now, I can't imagine being 8, 9, growing up with what's on television today, what kind of human being that's going to create. Where you're desensitized to sex, violence.
Without an error.
The concept of drugs. Yeah, like the concept of drugs. I remember we used to shit on addicts. We shit on an addict. Like, if you were a drug addict, we used to shit on you. What's fucking wrong with you? You were weak. You were all these. We couldn't trust you. We couldn't have you around. Don't trust a crackhead. Now everybody and their mother's popping pills, doing Xans, taking lean, and it's a generation full of addicts where the addict is almost respected as much as the dealer. We respected the dealer because he was out there taking risk. He was out there getting the money. Whatever he did with the money was what he did, but he was taking risk and he was getting the money. And we understood that.
Yeah, music now is all about drugs.
And all these little guys that look the same with the same little dread things and face tattoos. I can't keep
and
them
blouses.
All straight. And blouses.
they're literally going into Heather Hunter's closet and coming out with whatever they can find.
But you see, what is it? Extension.
Yo, I like him.
I can't say it.
I really, really dig him. You know, because underneath everything he's doing, he's dope lyrics. You know, he can write. You know, I love his beat.
Some of it's hard to tell though, like when you're looking at a whole like sea of little guys like this. And I say it because I feel older than them. But yeah, it's hard to tell the difference. It's hard to tell the talent from the whatever, like when it all sort of blends.
Together.
Yeah. Well, you almost want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
When the Keep a Nigga Baby start rapping, this is kind of what you get.
What? I don't know. This is good, and to me, it's like, you know, old hip hop and new school hip hop. Everybody has their good, you know. Because I can think of stuff in old school that I wasn't really feeling and stuff, you know. So now with these new school guys, I actually kind of like, okay, they fly, you know.
Well, you did a book with Kid from Kid and Play, and who knew that he was gonna end up doing that Colin Kaepernick shit and helping out? That was embarrassing as hell. I wanted to give him a wedgie for that. He was one of my heroes. I love Kid and Play, but the fact that he got on Fox News with Jason Whitlock. And clown Colin Kaepernick for taking a knee and everything. I was embarrassed as hell. Like, how my OG gonna do that, dog? Like, I kickstepped to you. You taught me how, you know, I fucked my ankles all up doing that dance. I clacked my shin bone with people. I had to with sharp shoes.
I didn't even know that happened.
Oh my God, it was terrible. He went on a show with Jason Whitlock, who is the biggest bucket of coon fruit you've ever seen in your life. This is the original sea donkey. And it doesn't help that he's shaped like, you know, a bag of dirty laundry. But then he opens his mouth and this kiss-ass Uncle Tom-style rhetoric comes flying out. And anybody black doing anything he feels the need to shit on somehow, some way, including Colin Kaepernick for taking a knee. And then Kid gets up there and does a skit with him where he's wearing a big Afro wig and he's wearing a number 7 jersey making fun of Colin Kaepernick. And we were all trying to figure out who this coon conspirator was. Who's the porch monkey deciding to get up here? And then we find out it was Kid from Kid and Play. I was so hurt.
Yeah, but I have to say something.
Please.
Kid from Kid and Play. That's my boy. So let's turn this into conspiracy and say somebody drugged him and made him do it. All right. In the comments.
I think Jason Whitlock.
I would hope so, yeah.
No. There's credence to that. I think Jason Whitlock is the coon whisperer.
He makes people, brings
I think
them
he
into
gets
his
in
space.
Their ear, whispers, and the inner coon just comes out, and then you leave the show, and you splash some cold water in your face. Yeah. Like, what the fuck did I just do?
Literally,
because everybody apologizes like, right after they get off the show.
It sounds like a get out syndrome. So let's, kiss my boy.
I don't see that coming straight from him. Anyway.
Tell him his wedgie is on hold because of his Heather Hunter affiliation. His wedgie is completely on hold. Due to love from Heather Hunter and the fact that I watched House Party the other day and I played Getting Funky last week.
Movie, I'm sorry.
That's it. Their passes are completely done. You do some bullshit like that again, I'm kicking you in the shin as hard as my little brother kicked me in the shin when I was trying to do the two-step that you taught us how to do. That's just what it's gonna be. Sorry, Heather, not sorry. Your light skinned boy is going down. That's kicking a shin in a wedgie. That's
next. Yo, I just go silent when he starts with those terms that I just.
Oh, coon fruit. Yeah,
all
no,
of it.
I
all
can
of
do
it.
It. I can do it. Well, those are mechanisms. You don't have to. I'm here for the people.
He said, "I'm here for the people."
After all that, that's his unconditional love.
I never call a coon. I never call. I can call a spade a spade. Spook spook. Coon to coon. These people know they're coons. I'm not making it up. They were coons when they left the house. They're coons when they go home. They're coons when they woke up. They're coons when they go to bed. They're coon if they're fucking. The person fucking them is a coon. It's a coonapalooza. And I see it, I spot it, I call it out. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but Django from Steven from Django had children, and they populated all over the place.
Okay.
And
okay. Move on.
When I'm here, I'm dipping myself in holy water.
Okay. And that's a damn shame if Heather Hunter feels like she needs holy water after leaving my presence. What did I do wrong in life?
No, extra maca.
That's so fucked up. I am going wrong. I need to make better decisions.
You made a left turn somewhere. God.
Where's my rosary? Hold on a second. Just hold on tight to that. Give me a minute.
Bring back the spirit of your father.
I've done something wrong.
Let's astral project somewhere better.
You know what? Safe place. Rihanna's nipples. And I'm home.
I love her nipples.
Who doesn't?
Can we just make that a gift?
I'm gonna make a song. I love her.
Are you interested in doing music? Is there any music on the horizon?
I'm actually back at it. I have an artist coming out, so.
Stop! Yeah. Talk. Tell. Gia. That's it?
Gia. Gia.
She sing, rap.
There was a supermodel.
She's Dominican.
Okay. She sings, she rap, she's Dominican. That's everything.
No, she's beautiful. She sings. Actually, it's going to be, you know,
pop, R&B,
okay. Mm-hmm. Spanish. Mm-hmm. And she's really cute. She's adorable. She has that B-girl sexy, give you that left eye Aaliyah vibe. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Okay.
She's a little cutie. She's adorable.
She young?
Yeah, she's young. And she's just, oh my God, she has so much. She's like a firecracker. So we're working on her production right now. She should be out like next year. So
bring her through.
And it's going to be called G-Train, actually. She's
kind of hot. He
just
went dirty again. Yeah. Birdman handbells. Wait, how young is she? Because I don't know.
She loves her girls too. So it's going to be, this project is going to be going to be a kinky musical project.
You know? Okay.
Yeah.
And you got the visuals on lock. I'm sure you're doing all her photography.
So think kinky B-girl sexy stuff.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
You just lit the fire and trying
to bring the B-girl back, you know? You got all these girls. You need to bring the B-girl back.
Have you heard Rhapsody's new album?
I love it. What are your thoughts? I like it.
Shout out to Rhapsody. That was one of the most complete hip-hop albums I've heard in a long time. Like, a straight hip-hop rapping, storytelling, lyricism. Super complete project. Shout out to Rhapsody with a cute little brown self. She's like a Hershey's Kiss with sneakers on, man. I'm telling you, she's just adorable for no reason.
Sweet.
As is our esteemed guest here today, Heather Hunter, adorable for absolutely no reason. Not nearly as dirty as you might think. The show did not go off the rails in our normal kinky fashion. We touched in a couple of places.
I feel like we already know so much that it was like, it's odd to ask the questions.
It's kind of redundant, right?
That we often ask.
It's kind of like, you know.
Like, so you haven't done a threesome?
Favorite position.
Like, it's like silly. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
You can't ask about, like, you know, favorite position and what you like because you got a man. So it's like, what difference does that knowledge do me now? It does nothing for me. I can't jump in. You don't need any help. You got a doll waiting to happen. There's way too many hands in here already. Pass the popcorn. Just all right, and I'm
Let's
16
just watch
again.
This and continue right, to yeah. evolve. Like we got like how many more lives? You got 10 already. Like it's
how
crazy.
Many more lives you got? I got one more.
And how many
one
hands?
More.
Are you
oh,
gonna
final
put,
life.
Put uh-huh. some, how many hands are you gonna have? How many things are you gonna put your hands in? There's photography. There's books. Mm-hmm. There's artists. There's painting.
Are you managing her?
I have a photography studio.
Is this your label that she's coming out?
Yeah,
on?
H2R. Yeah.
Okay, so you're a label exec.
I wouldn't say my label. It's just coming throughout my company, H2O.
The artist wing of your company.
Yes.
So it's a conglomerate.
Yeah, it's just one of another projects that I'm putting out on my company.
So this is under
all
the umbrella.
All under the umbrella.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
What else would you like to expand in that you're not in yet?
I'm asking a damn question. After the documentary, I'm going into, since I have the Hunter Man website launching again in December, I'm going to men's underwear line, and I'm putting out the whole men's collection of lingerie, underwear, you know, t-shirts and...
Will this be heterosexual underwear?
No, that's the thing. Hunter Man is all about masculinity, so... It's about, you know, I'm not doing those little tiny little briefs.
Oh,
no,
God bless
I'm really,
you. Fellas, push
like
ups.
Like I said, I'm really about the man's man, and those are the type of collections I'm going to design for the underwear. And then, you know, later down the line, you know, I got a baby.
Hey.
Yeah, that's my ultimate dream. Yeah.
The child of Heather Hunter is going to be some shit. Heather Hunter 2.0? That's going to be ridiculous.
Well, plus they get your little, you know, like your story, your advice, your, you know, guidance, all that shit. That's
why. If they roll out with a slice of your wisdom.
No.
I got to plan my kid in time.
clan.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I want them to meet up. Let's do this.
Yeah, I want a boy, so.
Well, fuck me. Because I'm probably having.
How do you even know? He's like,
I'm only following the pattern. I have three sisters and I'm the only boy. My father had three sisters and he's the only boy. So I got one boy coming, but not before a girl. And then after that, if I don't stop, there's two others about to
roll
out.
He's figuring you out, God. He's figured you out.
Yeah,
God's plan. Nah, that's figured it out.
I was at the family reunion. I kind of looked up. I was like, I see what you did there. All right. I got it. No problem. Which is why my wife has to be there.
She's gonna pop out a few.
Yeah, no, because I need my daughters to be like her.
He's reading children.
She's got to be. Oh my wife got to be lit because I need to be able to say, "Go ask your mother," and she be in the same room. I need to, hey, go ask. Go ask your mother. I don't know. No, cook, I don't know. Go ask your mother. If it's not homework question or a rap question, go ask your mother. I don't want to talk about it.
You got rap questions online.
I got those. Yes. Cool Mo D, okay, sit down, young man.
Last piece of our show is Shuffle.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's do the Shuffle.
All right, so pull your phone out. You listen to music on your phone, correct?
Okay.
So go to your iTunes library.
Are we just assuming everybody has an iPhone?
And 99%.
I'll shut up.
Go to your library, go to songs, and hit shuffle. Go to songs.
Go to my songs and hit shuffle.
Nice! Hold it up to the mic.
Okay,
the elf
okay.
god himself, Bruno Mars. Salute. Looking like one of Santa's helpers.
All right.
Had sex with a black woman and gave birth. to the rebirth
Shout
of Morris
out,
Day
Bruno.
With a better voice. Nobody's mad at me because they know I'm telling the truth. Let me rock, bitch. Next song. Let's see what else we got. Let's hit next. No, next on the bottom. Let's see what comes up. You have to tell us who this is because they're getting a shout out from you.
This is Deserved by Travis Scott. Okay.
Kylie's baby daddy, reportedly. He's got other talents, people.
Landon
and Heather Hunter's phone. The shout for something.
All right, next. We got five.
Yes.
Wow, she hit us with a gay yes.
Yes.
This is my shit.
Okay, wait.
She's for real with this one.
I'm waiting for the lyrics to start. Oh, this is Triple X. Everybody's allowed McDonald's, people. Everybody gets to go to McDonald's at least once. You can't have Tavern on the Green every day.
And she loves it, though. Check it. Go ahead.
That's because they're the same height and same complexion and same age. Next joint. Oh, wow. A song as classic as the woman who's playing it. A song as iconic as the woman who's playing it. People, I want you to appreciate what's happening here. If I have to tell you who this is, you're fucked up in the game. Just use Shazam. I'm not talking to you. We're not announcing this song.
Yeah.
And if you don't know it by now, then you're actually fucked up. Yeah. We're not doing anything. Move on. This whole thing is legendary.
Oh, y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all don't want
What the
that.
Fuck? No. You're not allowed to skip. You got to...
Oh, we went all the way around.
Pardon me, y'all. I'm feeling some kind of way. This is totally happening. You can tell people who this is. They might not be far enough back.
Okay, this is Psycho. It's by Muse. Yeah. It's a band
got a little rock and roll side.
What was that? Four or five?
That was it. That's five.
Is that five?
Uh-huh.
Okay, golf clap for the Heather Hunter playlist. For the random shuffle list.
Right? That's why we
what
did it, though.
What's the face?
You
just looked at your phone
No,
and
I just
face.
Got a text.
Oh, God damn it.
Sorry. Do you want to play?
You can go. My list is always cooned out. Just like extra black. I don't know.
All right. Mine is always weird. Okay.
I got rid of the Enya. I don't know if.
Okay.
Is that Aerosmith?
Aerosmith.
Yes.
You know what? Steven Tyler actually has the lips of a black man, so we're gonna.
We're also talking iconic. There's iconic here.
Yeah, no, we're here. We're here. We're here.
Eric Benet, his new album.
It's like the whitest song he's ever done. Why does it sound like Bahama Cruise music?
It kind of love Eric.
Love Eric. We do love.
What was he on Carnival when he came up with this one?
Hamilton mixtape.
Oh, I salute. Oh, one of the saddest songs from the whole play. Did you see it?
Hamilton? No.
Oh, Heather. Get your man to take you to go see, or take your man to, what am I saying? Your boss. Take your man to go see
your man.
Hamilton. Put the money down. Go see that play. It's fucking amazing. No, it's some other shit. It's life changing.
Oh my God.
Louis Fonzie?
Really? Really corny Spanish love music.
Sappy, I love it.
And you can't put this shit in your headphones, B.
Sometimes I do. I don't know. It's like my modern day Ricky Martin.
Y'all should see him, y'all. Like, the look on his face is just tingling.
He's Enrique Iglesias, he's Ricky Martin, he's all those. Yeah,
he looks like he has a whole outfit made of blanket.
Jason Derulo. I'll finish up on some. I like this one. It's a big song. I only miss you when I'm breathing. Romantic too.
That's called.
It's you when I'm breathing.
That's called.
Keep my gas, I'm in it.
That's called pure simp sauce.
I love it.
I only miss you when I'm breathing. Man, you don't get a job. You ain't got nothing else to do with your. God damn it. Get your ass up. All right, let's see here.
Let's see what Becca got for us.
Songs. This promises to be absolutely awful.
Shuffle.
Chris Brown, this is Thug Love, y'all.
Yeah.
Lost in Your Love. This is Tattooed, Borderline Abusive Love happening right here. This is Pass Me the Last Cigarette. I'm gonna let you have two last drags because I love your love. That's what this is. Shout out to my dog.
Yo, he had a great song. I love his song, Five Chime.
This is
final. Oh, yeah, it was my shit.
His new album has 45 songs.
Wow.
5 hours worth of music. It's technically a double album.
It's a quadruple album.
Yeah, five albums.
45 songs. Drugs. Everybody do drugs. Together, it's cool now.
You see us all, we all bouncing.
Me being the sober man that I am, I'm just going to laugh at everybody while they're tripping out. I may take your wallet, depending on, you know, how much money you spent on drugs. You're on drugs, you don't need this wallet. Who sold this? Plus, people tell me I look like Future, which is always kind of iffy.
Next.
Oh, this is my shit. Shout out to all the girls with big asses. All of y'all. Something. Come on, Bruno.
For the big old hoop.
Right side to side. Ooh, girl. Okay, gotta make own money. Make your own money. Don't come in here begging. Shout out to the girls who pay. They rent all the time. If you can't, don't ask. Get money. Get your ass back home. Get the fuck out the club. You ain't in my. Hey, baby, hits my phone. Say, what slide with your boy to the bar now? What slide to your boy to the car? I've been looking everywhere, and girl, here you are. Say, what? Come on, man. Chunky.
Hey, yes. With the big old poops.
Big old asses, wall to wall.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't top that last one. I can't top that.
Chat.
This is my dreadlock soul brother. If I was a pimp, I'd be Two Chainz. Mm-hmm. So this is Poor Fool by Swae Lee. Shout out to 2 Chainz, man. The only dude I've ever seen do a show in a wheelchair.
And he kind of rocked it, yeah.
No, killed it. Looking like Brother Love from Good Times. What was his name? What was the pimp's name in Good Times? Google it, people. Google it. I don't have time for this. Google it.
Was that 5?
Yeah, that was 5.
Cool.
Right? That was 5, right? One, two, three, four. Right, yeah, well, I'm not doing
that. It felt good.
Have fun. As well it should. High five. That's what the ladies told me.
And then afterwards, I was like,
If you got off and you were sore, I did my job. You got to know when to say when.
It's time for all of us to go get off.
Yes, I would like that. Heather, thank you so much for coming.
This was a pleasure.
We didn't even talk about Kevin Spacey. We skipped all the molesting shit, even though I'm mad that House of Cards is gone.
Oh, I did love the show.
You probably have seen some.
Yeah, let's talk about just what's going on. This is kind of crazy. Because, woo!
Haven't you been behind the scenes and seen, like...
It's kind of crazy because if you take everybody in the entertainment industry, you know how many everybody has been harassed? Then we might as well just all forget about the statues we've taken around now.
Oh,
all the stars on the Walk of Fame, like all the accolades, the awards.
We have to take
away humanitarian awards.
The entire industry. I mean, even when I was in the adult industry and I was breaking into the mainstream industry, I used to always say that, wow, you know, these porn, they put their cards on the table. Mm-hmm. In Hollywood, they pretend there's no cards on the table. Everything's under the table. Mm. You know what I mean? So... for what everybody's going through, I'm surprised that the whole world is not online filing lawsuits, because you would have to basically sue everybody. Honestly, you know,
Director's couch is like a really, really,
everybody.
Really good. And it's not just director's couch.
It's not even just Hollywood. It's the every form of entertainment business. Mm-hmm. Even if you're dealing with politics, even if you're dealing with the workplace, anywhere, someone's being harassed. So it's like. It's good that it's bringing board to the forefront, but, you know, there's some stories out there that are so bogus. People are just riding the gravy train, and you can kind of smell it through the TV. Mm-hmm. But it is good that people are at least standing up, and they're starting to make a difference, you know, a change. We hope that it's a change. Hopefully it's not just people just getting this moment, and then it's all forgot about, and then a year from now, everybody's being harassed again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I really hope that, you know, we can see the truth out of what's actually on the table versus the stuff that people are just trying to take advantage of.
I have 2 questions behind this. 1, do you consider yourself a feminist?
It's so funny. You know, I could say that I'm a feminist, but I'm more of a erotic feminist. You know?
Oh, my.
Okay.
Those sound like the good kind. Like,
you know, because even feminists can kind of look at me and sometimes be judgmental. You know, people from the adult industry, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though that's my past, it's still part of me.
I would think you would be a champion for them, though.
You know? I mean, they have respect that I persevered and I've gotten out of that and evolved.
I think you were
a victim. But my problem is, when I was in it, I was evolving then, too.
Right.
I don't feel there was nothing wrong with me when I was in it, though.
Right.
So, I don't understand the hypocrisy.
It's not like something you survived.
Hypocrisy about it all.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's why I couldn't say that I'm a feminist. I could say that I'm just a liberal human being.
I would think that you would be a feminist champion.
Yeah.
You were in the adult business, which has to be the ultimate in I do with my body what I please.
Exactly.
You know, technology. Mm-hmm. You're right there in the forefront of, no, this is my body, I'm in charge.
Right. But it's also, from the outside, it's like an entire industry based on, like, men spending money to tell you what to do or to get where to get.
But the thing about, I'm all about girl power.
Yeah. Unless you're happy with the, like,
I'm all about
people
look
at
power,
girls
online, right.
Like,
I'm all about man power.
Into it, suck it into it.
See, you know, I have the same respect as I have for women as I have for men. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand both sides of the logic of each species. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? So, what I feel that I fight for is what I'm fighting for, whether it's a man or woman, whatever the case may be. Because we're all human beings.
Self-respect.
Yeah.
What do you consider harassment? I've seen stories lately from everything from, you know, he groped. Jesus Christ. Don't miss a call with Heather Hunter. If you call her and she don't pick up, she ignored the shit out of you. Like, she just curbed the fuck out of your call because she don't want to talk to you at all.
She knew you were calling.
Yeah, she knew from London you were calling. That ring is a motherfucker. Oh my God, I thought somebody else was in the room.
That's funny.
Anyway, okay, so there's all these, like, the allegations of groping. There's
What's harassment as far as you're concerned?
You know, when I see people say, you know, oh, you know, he hugged me, or he said something, like someone hugged me and he said something flirtatious, that's not sexual harassment. Mm. That's kind of crazy, you know, especially when you're on Instagram hugging with so many other celebrities and so many other, whatever case may be. So you can't say that, because someone's going to always say something flirtatious to everybody, you know.
If you're attractive.
Right, so there's a thin line between flirtation and the fact that you turn around and this guy whips his dick out for no reason. That's sexual harassment. Do you understand what I mean? So, flirtation, take it as a compliment. Don't try to sue somebody. You know what I mean? But when it comes to, like, literally someone trying to extort you or trying to give you a situation where, listen, you have to do this, you have to do that if you want to, you know, be put on, you know, that's sexual harassment. But I always say at the same time,
or physical contact is really unwanted.
Yeah, you can't be exploited unless you want to be exploited. You have a choice.
Okay.
You know, there's moments where you don't have a choice and it's forced upon you. Yeah, that isn't far from sexual harassment. That's rape.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There's different levels of situation. But when someone's flirting with you, take that as a compliment. Don't try to sue them. I'm not all about that. You know? But
which is kind of common. As a man, you don't know what to do. I'll speak for myself. I love to tell a woman what I think. How, you know, girl, you are killing those jeans.
Right.
Oh my God, your cleavage looks amazing. Yo, look at your, those lips. Oh, they're perfect. You know, I'm not always filthy minded when I say the things that I say. Sometimes I am, but I'm testing the water. You ain't with it. I'm going the other way.
Right.
I don't keep pressing. I feel like a woman knows she wants to fuck me within seconds, so I'm not going to keep.
Yeah, it's such a sensitive area.
But you don't know what to say anymore. Nowadays, I'll see a woman who looks great, and I'll just kind of, you don't want to do nothing. I might just chunk the deuce
and
keep it pushing. I don't want
to. I saw a post that said, don't say anything to a stranger, a woman you don't know, that you wouldn't want someone, like a guy in jail, to say to you. I'm like, what? You can't say you look nice today.
Like,
I was like, you really can't even say that.
I call everybody sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
That can give off a perception that I might be flirting with you. But I'm not.
Especially if you're bisexual.
Right. I'm calling you sweetie. But I don't expect you to sue me. Do you know what I mean? So it really, you know, and I think about it all the time. I've been sexually harassed, man. I'd be a millionaire, billionaire. You know? But that's not the case, you know?
Right.
It's really hard because a lot of people have been through situations that are hurtful and they're in pain. So you really
also
gotta be careful. You gotta really be careful of what you say to people. It's really hard. It's
also, Kevin Spacey, we're also talking about underage, unwanted.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey was on, like, some creep shit.
Some
he was molesting
boys.
Little boys. That's for me, and he covered it up by saying he was coming out the closet and confessed that he was gay. Like, that's cool.
First of all, we already knew, but also they're underage.
Gay doesn't have anything to do with molesting. Like,
no,
gay dudes don't molest little, like, that's some other shit. I don't want to hear that I'm gay. Oh, yeah, but you're still a molester, motherfucker. There's no crime in being gay. No, the crime was when he was 14.
Like the power imbalance and all that shit.
Some of the allegations out.
Like, boss, he's the boss of a situation. He was doing it all over his own career.
Some of these people think it's some crazy stuff. You know what I mean? And to be able to, you know, that's back to how this world, we all hold on to pain and trauma. You don't know what a person is going through. So when you have, like, that lady Natasha and the actress and all that, saying stuff about, was it Weinstein? He's been holding that for years. You know, a lot of women and men have been holding things for years, you know? So I think this world has come to the point where they just had enough and everybody's willing to speak. And the ones that are speaking that I believe that are genuine, they should. They should definitely be heard. You know, lawsuits should be taken seriously. But it's just the other ones. You always know, there's always stuff.
Bandwagon.
Jump on bandwagon. That's the part that to me becomes shameless.
How did you deal with yours? I know you've been.
Well, I've been through a lot. You know what I mean? It's called forgiveness.
Ugh.
It's called forgiveness. That's back to that.
Without a wedgie? Like, no,
it's no shame kicking, no nothing. No. You know, it's called forgiveness because, honestly, I'm still, every day is a blessing for me.
But I mean, they didn't you couldn't take forgive him in you. The moment. I know, like, when it was happening, you weren't thinking, I'll forgive him in, like, 2 seconds. I know.
Well, no, but, you know, I could, like I said, you know, when I lost my virginity, I was raped. So.
Now, you didn't say that. Jesus H. Christ.
I've said that during many interviews. But even then, I thought it was my fault, you know? But later down the life, I realized, no, it wasn't my fault. So not only did I have to forgive myself, after I forgive myself, I was able to forgive that person. You know what I mean? It was interesting. And I've been through a lot of stuff in my life. And if you think about so many things. But I've healed. I've healed from it. And you know, certain people can make them stronger. Certain people can make them victims. And they can really just don't... They can't struggle with life dealing with it. You know? And I've met a lot of people that have been molested. A lot of people have been raped. I've met a lot of them. And... You know, I've seen people that persevere, and I've seen people that still hold on to that pain. And they probably will never heal, because no one's ever heard their story. You feel me?
Well, it also comes down to the words that they tell themselves. Like, we talk about the power of words.
Right.
So it's like they're still telling the story to themselves.
Right.
Like, whatever the words are, whether it's their fault, whether they're, like, so angry at the person or the situation or
So people are coming out now, they have a chance to heal right now. You know, because now they're able to tell the story and they get to heal. You know, and God bless them, you know.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
Here's hoping.
Well, and then there's also the judgmental aspect of it. Like, I saw, Batman, what's his name? Ben Affleck. He spoke,
Batmans in my head when she said that.
He spoke out against Harvey Weinstein,
anyway.
And immediately after, he also said, and I apologize for this, because it was a situation, an old MTV video of him, like, supposedly grabbing this woman who said she was, like, uncomfortable. Years ago. MTV, like, way back. And then people were like, yo, 20 years later, does it count? And all, like, just going back and forth. And then people were like, well, I saw the video, it didn't look that bad. And all this, I was like, yo, the peanut gallery is insane. So these people that want to speak out about it, it's like you really have to also know what you're putting yourself into. And it's unfortunate that telling your story can't just be that. Just like the healing. It's also, now you open yourself up to everyone's judgment.
Right.
Everyone calling you a liar, everyone calling, like, questioning the circumstances, doing the slut shaming, what were you wearing, like, did you flirt back? Oh my God, it's so much. Right. So I feel horrible for anyone dealing with
it. I don't believe in slut shaming. I don't think you should shame anyone for doing what you would do if you had the chance. However, I also...
But people have a hard time pointing the finger back.
I also think there are legitimate things to be ashamed of. I think even a slut can do something that she may be ashamed of, or maybe shameful behavior. Being a slut in itself.
Well, but the word slut shaming, as opposed to, like, victim blaming, is what I'm actually going for.
Right.
Like,
no,
saying that a woman was like in a situation, you're like,
No.
How much is your fault?
But that's how I felt. Like, even when I can think of times when I've had to when I was just very younger, like my 18s and 19s. I had some sluttish behavior, you know what I mean? And didn't feel good about it, you know what I mean? And you kind of just like, okay, well, maybe this happened because I was in this place at the wrong time, I'm in this type of environment, these are things could happen.
I just went with flow.
You understand me? So...
But did you feel bad about it because you felt bad, or did someone else apply pressure and make you feel bad?
No, I felt bad about myself.
You internally?
Yes.
Okay, internally. Well, then I totally get it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I go, okay, I'm not
learning from your behavior.
Right. As opposed to what I see now is a lot more chest beating. And yeah, I did it, so what? Like, even if you don't feel good about it, it's still, well, I don't regret it. Defending the behavior, which I always say is such a stupid thing. Like, you're not even happy that you did that. So what the fuck? Like, chill the fuck out. Like, why not say, yeah, if I could do that
again. But you also don't have to hate yourself for doing it.
But no, of course
like,
not.
Like, there's two extremes of it. Like,
acknowledge that it was a fucked up. When I do something fucked up, I'm like, man, that was fucked up. Why did I do that? Okay,
oh,
I know why I did it,
again.
But sheesh. Oh, Jesus. Can't even look myself in the mirror. Turn the bathroom light. Oh, no.
Not today.
No. Put Rick and Morty back on. I'm not looking at you for at least another day.
Yeah,
you
are.
You dickhead. Jesus Christ. All right, we've exhausted this topic. It's way too much sexual talk for no one to be getting any. So let's start working on that second part now. We'll let this show get the fuck out of Dodge. Heather, please tell everyone where they can catch you?
You can check me out. Of course, it's heatherhunterphotography.com if you want to check out my photography. Or go to my Instagram or Twitter, which is at Hunter Heather.
Hunter Heather.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on there, you can, you know, there's a phone number and email where you can book me for photography if you like.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We should totally consider, because we don't have any together pictures.
We need to do a portrait. Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, show.
I'm gonna start doing squats. Get this ass together.
And, I'm with it. Let's do it.
She's got drills. I'm gonna need the.
So you know you're gonna be like butt naked. You're like, how does happen?
That's kind of how her shoots go. FYI.
Look at my face. Look at my face.
Oh, so he's like, yo, I'm taking off my clothes.
I never say, how did this happen? I'm always acutely aware of every piece of clothing that comes off. It's not going to be, I get to the end and go, how did this happen? It's going to be more along the way going, well, now this is happening. And that's gone.
This photo shoot will actually also end up in two rooms because there will never be a time that Becca and I are naked together.
I know.
It's in
Broski. Fucking facts.
That's great.
Besides the fact that I think her man would eat me and burn to pieces.
Right.
Okay, well, yeah, yep. Let's get the Word. Fuck out of guys before I dig myself into a hole that I can't get out of.
Love you, Crystal.
In the meantime, in between time, this is your man, Mr. Mech.
And I'm Crystal Levin.
This is the M&M&M Show, a.k.a. The Show. And as we always do about this time, I'm wishing you nothing but great orgasms.
Woo-woo.
Go get laid.
Peace.
That was awesome. Yeah.